On my house? Or just in general?
In general.
Well, they're affixed to the roof. They're not really part of the structure.
Do you ever see, on an old house, you'd have a house and an ale? You know what that is?
An ale?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's, like, say they have the... If you drive out in the country, you'll see a lot of houses like this. But say the house is going this direction, then they'll maybe build a kitchen off to the side. And so there'll be a low place there. So it'll be an L-shaped thing. There'll be a low place where the roofs join. Did you ever hear a name for that?
No.
That low place?
No.
Did you ever hear valley or alley of the roof?
I suppose I've heard the term valley.
Referring to a roof?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think of it as coming heavy?
I guess it's the low part.
Okay.
Suppose if you had two, say, triangular-shaped roofs,
uh-huh.
And the middle would be the valley.
Do they have those on houses in this area? Is that just a term that you've heard people talking about?
I think they have it on houses. I mean, I think my house may have it. The roof on my house has a very funny shape. It goes all different directions. So it has some low parts.
What do you call the room or space at the top of the house just under the roof?
Attic.
Does your house have an attic?
Yes.
What would, do you make a distinction between do you have a different term for if the attic is just sort of a space? Or if it's a room, I mean, that you could, say, use as an extra bedroom or something?
Well, I'm not sure that I would. I guess if it,
I mean, whether it's like...
If you put a room in it, I wouldn't think of it as an attic anymore.
What would it be?
It would just be a room. I don't know that I would have any special term for it.
And do you ever hear any other names for kitchens? Or see kitchens built differently than they are now, like built separate from the rest of the house?
Oh, I've seen houses like that. But,
What is it? How's that done?
Well, in the old plantation houses up the river, the kitchen was always a separate building. I mean, you can go see that now. There were stored plantations.
How would they connect the house and the kitchen?
Well, I've seen some I don't know what to call that, a breezeway? That's not really the right word, because I always think of a breezeway as something being at a school or a hotel or someplace like that. It would be a covered walkway that would run from the house to the kitchen.
Are any of the houses, old houses in this area designed like that, with the kitchen?
I can't think of any, although I bet some of them are. I bet that in the old days they had those.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a winter kitchen or a summer kitchen?
I think I've heard that term.
Which?
I think I've heard winter kitchen.
What was that?
I don't know. I just think I've heard the term. And maybe not around here, maybe in Virginia someplace. You know, I've been to Williamsburg and those places up there. And that sounds like a term that you would hear up in that part of the country.
You just been up there on vacation?
Well, when I was in the Army, I spent about 8 weeks in around Williamsburg. Delightful. Right at the right time of the year in the fall.
Oh. What would you call a lot of old worthless things if you had, like old boats?
Junk. Junk?
Okay. What would you call a room that's used to store things like that in? Things that you don't want to throw away, but you don't really need. You'd put them in there.
Well, I think you'd call it a storeroom, or maybe even a junk room.
Okay. What about a lumber room?
I've never heard that term.
And talking about the housework, you'd say, say if the house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to...
clean up.
Okay. And what could you use to sweep with?
A broom.
And that was behind the...